Oh, I was calling about seeing rock stars in, I would say, different surroundings.
In different surroundings. But before they became known and famous, you stumbled across them making their way in the world, yeah?
Yeah, sort of like that.
Who's this?
I saw Jimi Hendrix perform with Dave Mason at a club in Santa Monica called the Troubadour, back around 69 or so.
69? That's the point. I'm sorry, Pat, one moment. It's okay. See, they told me in 1989, they said, we've got this lunatic on the phone, this lunatic who thinks he saw Jimi Hendrix in 1989.
No!
And it's a perfectly reasonable story, Pat. I've spoken to you before, haven't I?
Yeah, I talked to you about some natural disasters once.
This, ladies and gentlemen, let's cut to the chase here. I'm intrigued by Jimi Hendrix in 1969, but run us through your natural disaster story again, because that was one of the most startling things I've... He's not a lunatic. He's not one of our lunatics. He didn't see Jimi Hendrix in 1989. See, they thought there's some sport to be made here, Pat, and they underestimated you. You saw Hendrix in 1969. That's a perfectly reasonable story. But run us through your natural disaster thing again, because this is great. Go on.
Oh, gosh. In a two-hour period, I went through an earthquake, a forest fire, a reservoir that had burst and was flooding the streets, and a mudslide.
In a two-hour period. And again, I know we've been through it before, but, you know, just around, how could this happen? How could it be that in a two-hour period you faced all of those things? Off you go.
I was working as a dispatch person in days long before they had fax.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to drive copy around from advertiser to advertiser's house.
Yeah.
These people lived all through the different hills and different areas.
Yeah.
I was taking this correspondence, a number of correspondence, on the very day the L.A. had a gigantic earthquake,
mm-hmm.
and I was on the freeway at the time.
Yep.
I left the freeway after the earthquake, headed up to one of the houses where a reservoir happened to have been cracked in the actual earthquake itself, and they were actually cordoning people out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go behind the reservoir in order to deliver this copy. Left there, as I was coming down, since the reservoir was breaking, it created a mudslide,
mm-hmm.
which I had to go through the mudslide in order to go to another person's house,
mm-hmm.
who, because of the earthquake, was in the midst of a forest fire and being evacuated.
In a two-hour period. And, as I understand, I remember the first time you told me, then you got something in your eye about, like, 10 minutes later, wasn't it? And it was just that kind of day.
Yeah, it was that kind of day.
Yeah, I apologize, my good American friend, because they put you through because they thought you were some shambling lunatic with your eyes spinning around who thought he saw Jimi Hendrix in 1989.
They were holding up a big sign saying, Doolally.
Doolally, gone. They were putting their index finger to their temples and swirling around. So we'll see you soon, Pat. But who's the next one? Let's put some... And don't put through poor people just because you feel they're a little mad. You know, some of them are. We had some fun with those. But they were totally...